The city of Port Coquitlam will get $10.3 million from the federal government to speed up home building in the fast-growing municipality. Today, February 18, Coquitlam Port Coquitlam MP Ron McKinnon announced the money for Port Coquitlam, which comes a year after the city of Coquitlam received $25 million from the Housing Accelerator Fund, HAV, program and 5 months after POCO Mayor Brad West, along with the mayors of Maple Ridge and Langley Township, openly criticized the senior government for bypassing their cities. At Tuesday's press conference in front of POCO City Hall, West made a point of thanking McKinnon for working with civic staff to get the HAV cash that will be used to help accelerate 287 new homes, many of them affordable. "We are not just building housing units, we are building a community," said McKinnon, who told the Tri-City News the city now has 25% of the money with the remainder to be doled out over the next several years. The Liberal MP said the city and federal government have a contract for the funding that will be in place, no matter who is in government. Last October, Sean Fraser, the federal minister of Housing, Infrastructure and Communities, sent a letter to Coquitlam Mayor Richard Stewart warning about the possible loss of its HAV funding, as Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre has indicated he would cut the program if his party formed government. McKinnon said the HAV money is aimed at getting more shovels in the ground, and quicker, as Canada struggles with an affordable housing crisis. Specifically, the money will be used to help update civic development policies after the provincial government implemented the Homes for People Housing Action Plan in November 2023. Like Port Moody and other BC municipalities, Port Coquitlam has been given a housing target by the province to increase its housing stock. POCO's order is a 5-year goal to have 2,279 new homes up by July 31, 2029. At this afternoon's committee meeting at POCO City Hall, Council is expected to review the 6-month progress report, from August 1, 2024, to January 31, 2025, that will be sent to BC's Housing Ministry, as per the Housing Supply Act. "The net increase has been modest," wrote Bruce Irvine, POCO's Director of Development, in his February 18 report to committee and council. "There is a substantial number of units anticipated to be approved, constructed and/or delivered in the coming year," the report reads. "In addition, during this initial period, the city has initiated or completed a number of actions that are intended to help increase the supply of new housing units in the community. Here's the city's annual breakdown to meet its housing target. Year 1 to 343, year 2 to 724, year 3 to 1,161, year 4 to 1,673, year 5 to 2,279. McKinnon said the aim of the HAV is to fund initiatives that will cut the red tape around home building, like allowing parking reductions, pre-approved designs and pre-zoning areas with potential for more residential density. This includes locations around public transit stations and post-secondary institutions. By 2028, the federal government hopes its $4.4 billion HAV will fast-track 112,000 new homes across the country to meet demand. Video produced by Alana Kelly. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with arrow. Want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, Anmore and Belcarra news? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.